Cub Scout Dan and I and gave their skit, but I didn't make it.
No.
They were little knights in aluminum foil armor.
Oh, God.
You've forgotten, or maybe you never had to.
Well, we did.
Kurt, why didn't you go?
You should have gone.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Honey, your son was graduating. He was the only one there without a father. You should feel just horrible that you can start to laugh right now.
I was almost the only father among all these mothers.
Mm-hmm. You don't feel all that.
You haven't missed a thing because there's a father-son dinner on the 15th of February.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Oh, you got to make, Kurt.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And he has to go because really that's where he picks up all his feathers.
Down, Mike.
Feathers.
What are you doing down line of 15th of February?
You need a consulting job at that point, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to have to redesign something or other.
Go find
them. Well, we may not know what.
The liquor closet. They're inside of the liquor closet.
After he comes down. Oh, after yes, redesign it.
How do you like my present from Ted for Christmas?
I think it's perfect.
Oh, do you think? What is it?
Well, any damn fool knows what that is.
But it's the biggest one you've ever seen.
I mean, that's so silly question, babe.
Well, Kurt has quoted you many times on that thing in the tree. I said, my heavens, look. It's huge. You said, yes, it's the biggest one I've ever seen. And it stopped right there.
You know what it is, don't you, Bill?
Yeah.
Of course. Certainly. Anybody. Yeah.
It's grandmother.
No, it reminds me sort of Aunt Bess from Frankie.
Trying to look young.
Yes. She never had it so good, though. let me see.
Well, last year, you can't buy anything in northern Vermont. You know, they walk a mile and a half to the nearest barbershop and the haircuts are 50 cents. I don't know what you pay, but we pay, what, $2 or $1.75? And last year, he brought us Vermont maple products for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Syrup, but we wondered why he was so much overweight in the airplane. And then at Christmas Day, he came out with 5 gallon cans of He hadn't brought any clothes home. He brings just the clothes he has on his back and then loads his suitcase with syrup.
Wait, like
this
a child.
This time he came back 50 pounds overweight.
50 pounds with no clothes.
Oh, my God.
He had a stack of phonograph records.
He pays for it.
And his guitar and all this junk.
And an amplifier for the guitar.
We happen to have one in the car if you want to play it.
Do you have a guitar and an amplifier?
Yeah.
From Bill?
Huh?
From Bill?
No, we're taking it down
taking
to Chris.
Chris Easton.
Where's Chris?
He's at Johns Hopkins this year.
Oh, is he? This would be his first year?
Yeah.
I'll be done.
He's going into the engineering, and they don't have to decide what kind
really
of engineering their freshman year.
Music with these,
and
good.
Another thing that's confusing him, apparently, he confuses easily, too. Before we decide what kind of engineering we want, we'd much rather have our car down there.
Well, that's
Father nice. And I look at this whole operation with a tongue-in-cheek. But they have confused the chap.
Well, Bill
has
his car in France, doesn't he? Isn't it
a
two-wheeled
cycle?
Yes, two-wheeled cycle.
That's all right. He's got 12 gears on it, though.
He does, really?
Yeah, but only 4 of them work.
All right.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, as long as you have a 12-wheeled cycle.
Certainly. High class.
The acid brake doesn't work either.
Hmm? Only 4 of them work, sir. Don't forget the sir.
But apparently Chris is completely confused at the moment because freshman year, you start an engineering course at Johns Hopkins, and you don't have to decide which way you're going to go. It's all the same preliminary.
Same as you.
And then sophomore year, you begin to decide whether you're going to go engineering or mechanical or whatever. And the same year that he's trying to make his decision, they put them all in one group.
It's all pre-engineering.
Uh-huh. And they've even thrown civil and uncivil and whatever. Whatever the hell else.
Barbaric.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And this leaves a very wide option for the young man to decide from. How he's going to fish or cut bait. I mean, he's not a firm decision by anyone.
Yale was dropping engineering as an undergraduate course.
So really? Surely, yeah.
Rapidly, as a matter of fact. I'm amazed to find out it's going to be a graduate course.
Well, Bill's accepted the engineering.
This will be, yeah, it'll
be over a while.
Is Bill going to take engineering?
Yeah.
Well, he'll get a degree as a Bachelor of Science, then.
And get his PhD.
If he wants to go on for another year, he can get a degree in engineering.
Which is
a PhD or
something. They're shifting courses around, dropping a number of the engineering courses and toughening up the others. And they're going to be mostly graduate courses.
In some ways, this has great value.
They're shaping it around to be like medicine, law, and so on.
Yeah.
Where some of the beginnings are really the same. I mean, I can see their point.
Well, but now here Dartmouth has a perfectly wonderful new system of 5 years, which will give you your college plus your pre-med. It's an intensified...
Your college and your medical.
I mean, your college and your medical. Yeah.
Dartmouth's doing really well.
Dartmouth is
tight.
In other words,
they figure medicine and putting it into 5-year college course.
In other words, let's see, pre-med and med used to be 7 years,
yeah.
And they have condensed it to 5 now. I suppose they felt
was
that
it 3 years of
it was 3 years in medical school and 4 out of the other. So they are concentrating it into 5, whereas Yale is now extending it, probably concentrating the material in the engineering school, but extending it.
Well, Cornell now, for instance, is engineering courses flat 5 years.
It's not as liberalized, though.
No.
It's
well, of course, when we were there, it was supposed to be a 5-year course because of the 3 summer courses. But those 3 summer courses were three summer courses.
Well, Bill didn't take
engineering
them.
Camp one summer, that was freshman year. Then had to come back and go through the tour of all the plants 1 year.
Yeah, but for two weeks, what the hell?
Yeah, but you got credit for it.
But it was explained in freshman year by one of the deans that 10 courses of lectures that the 4 years were supposed to be equivalent to 5 because of these summer courses. But I mean, these summer courses were real dances.
They were tough, shall we say.
It's all
back together. Yeah.
Well,
meanwhile, Junior's gotten so intrigued.
The lab course, we took the 1 year.
French, and mostly what's available to him. He's embracing it with a big, heavy...
What's he embracing?
That was in 38. I remember being the tutor there early. Had to come back early for that one.
That's an intriguing thing, isn't it?
And then Don Lamb, they're plugging in all kinds of circuits when the 38 hurricane went by.
It was a
Tiring. Whatever was so easy like this and down right across
so
the street
intrigued.
And almost into
he's
the
taking
lab across the street.
Oh, French lit, French history,
and
French civilization.
After the storm
subsided,
we stayed right
across
now in the lab there. The windows were going
it's hacking through somehow.
The branches were going up the street.
And
jeez, it really was.
Then he's got intrigued with languages, which he hated it.
When things died down,
he's now taking Italian.
Went out and walked by this Chevy.
As well as
that's
hard.
Top,
yeah, that's harder. Then when we got a message saying you take the German course, I sent him an airmail special delivery somewhere
out.
Other saying, oh, good God, not German. And he said, Mom, this is my only course taught in English.
That car was
and he said, blessings on me. That's what I
but the whole car was just...
But now he's beginning to think, and he still wants his engineering, because everybody he admires is an engineer. As far as education is concerned, he's thinking about foreign servers.
Why not?
But boys that are young are having a bad time.
And I don't know what the hell. I mean, he's just beginning. He hasn't been in college, but he's got Uncle Sam to make happy.
Somebody came to my office
he won't have to worry about Uncle Sam.
He graduated last year, and he's been
if he is in the engineering course someplace and wishes to go on his master's, Uncle Sam will allow him to do the same.
About the engineering school because they've been chopping off this course, but they hadn't toughened up their engines. That's what they're supposed to do. So we got caught in the chopping.
I'd love to see it. Thank you.
Look at all those metals.
He figured his engineering course there was pretty shambles.
Wow.
Changeover going on.
Too bad.
He's really enthusiastic about that.
Did you have to do this? Did you lose? Yeah, uh-huh. Wow. But I'm impressed. The
other two stopped here.
Yeah. They never did this.
Boy, that's a heavy book, Hank.
Kurt.
Hello, Kurt.
I'm impressed with all
the
Boy Scouts. What are all of...
Well, those are, no, those are the wolf, bear, and lion.
Yeah, but he has some more underneath the...
Well, we only allow three arrows because otherwise they'll cook scrambled eggs every day of the week and expect 7 arrow points, you know.
Oh.
But the other jazz is band. Cub Scout band. Cub Scout band. Cub Scout. We had the first Cub Scout band in the country, and it won the Memorial Day marching for 3 years in Caldwell or something.
Okay.
And it's we've got movies.
Oh, with any luck, they'll film them.
And so, because it was a special thing, they gave them pins and bars and great things that cover practically from the elbow to the shoulder.
Honorary
here. Yeah. So that's all the extra brass.
It looked terribly brassy.
Well, you all enjoy the story, I think. We went out to a nightclub in Paris with the kids for New Year's Eve.
I had to go way out, you know.
Yeah. We took them to one that, frankly, I'd never go to. It turned out pretty good.
Why wouldn't you? Was it the one that the tourists would go to?
And
something for them to remember.
Well, they put on a big show, and they gave everybody hats and all this, you know. And Bruce is dressed in his uniform because it's the only clothes he has. And we're not about to buy him clothes for vacation.
Heavens, I hope not.
For 2 weeks.
No.
I took him over a couple of pairs of slacks, but for dress up, he still had to wear a uniform.
Of course.
So somebody found a French general's hat, you know, I don't know who it is, and slapped it on the top of his hat. I mean, head. And from there on, all evening, everybody's saluting Bruce.
Oh.
Cab drivers, everybody else.
That?
He looked exactly like General de Gaulle.
Did he?
Yeah.
He really, the funny thing here is their uniform, if
and
you can picture General de Gaulle,
all his medals and everything,
long coat.
Down.
Yes, it is.
It's fitted at the waist, but it's a long coat. And
but
it's
sort of an olive, isn't it?
No, it's a bright blue.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. And this
happens
to be. We're
gonna miss dinner if we don't get on our
bright
feet.
Bright blue.
Mm-hmm. And with this blue and white general scout, it couldn't have been funnier. So there we sat, and he was glassy-eyed watching the floor show because the girls was a very nice floor show. Beautiful costumes and scenery and beautiful music. No bump and grind. But the girls were a little bit this
right.
way, you see. Yes.
I had nothing on above the waist, shall we say.
Like Bruce at camp 1 year. Did we ever send you the... I mean, Bill, did we ever send you the pictures of your son running around with two grapefruit?
Oh, yeah. Well, these were unmasked grapefruit.
More like fried eggs, actually.
Fried eggs.
They weren't even fried.
How disappointing.
But it was sort of an eye-opener. Some of our younger members.
You mean one sequin?
No sequins.
No sequins.
No, just but beautiful costumes. I mean, expensive type production. And they don't get into the New Orleans bump and grind. There's nothing cruddy about it.
Well, what was this, a strip?
No, they just come out and they've got
just
the low.
Don't have anything on.
No. Neckline. And then the root
of the
decollete, shall we say? I think it would be a shocker to
ours too. Any of us kids.
Even to me.
You're not gonna have dinner. This is it.
Like this is we've now wound up our affair.
Come on, Bob, let's not kid about this.
Not kidding. I had a reservation for 9 over there.
Oh, did he enjoy every minute of it, or was he sort of confused by
it? He adored every minute of it. He might be seeing with his family gave him sort of a sanction.
Where are we off to?
As I say, it was a nice bar show.
Just for old time's sake, we have a reservation.
Actually, fountain was going off. I don't know how they did it on the stage.
I've eaten there for years. We used to eat there so often, remember?
But
I had lunch there about 2 weeks
none
ago.
None of the greasy
and boy, stuff. Food is
lovely.
Really?
Everything.
So,
lovely.
Well, they should get along.
Good dinner, good service. Well, the only thing they exposed was their clothes.
Right now, the kitchen's about closed.
And they did that with gorgeous costumes on. Did him. Rough necks like Queen Anne's, and all we had hanging out was, you know what?
You know, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What did you do when they started coming out?
I think I clapped.
Ready for my
floor show.
How to bring up boys. I said, what did you do when they started coming out the floor show?
Take off your shirt.
And she said, I clapped.
So did I. I mean, what the hell? I whistled too.
I'm sure you did.
Stabbed it on the floor.
I just don't know what.
I got the impression you didn't drool.
Oh, you've got an erroneous impression.
I still am awfully happy. We stopped at one night at Whoopi-Call.
How is in Germany.
Whoopeltal, isn't it?
Oh, you're close. Right. Nobody's ever heard of it.
It's has the only commercial monorail in the world.
Seattle's going to have one.
I thought Spain had
one. Yeah, but this is the present only commercial.
So.
Forgetting Disney.
At any rate, this is the local
how far is it
bus.
Oh, about
really?
It's
10 miles.
In operation.
Right.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Goes
this
over
is
the river.
What you take?
They got a tripod
from the office here.
It's about 20 miles due east of Dusseldorf.
Guess that means anything.
Well, yes, that's a land.
You've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. And
Wuppertal, I'm sure you have.
Anyways.
How do you get east of Dusseldorf? It's wet out there, isn't it?
No. Web feet.
Unless you go in the river, it's not wet.
Well, Dusseldorf was on the...
Besides that, they're in quarantine right now. Did you know that?
Not where the submarine base was.
Really?
What Dorf am I thinking of?
If we'd been there 1 month earlier, they had just finished a section of the Autobahn expressway
that
us get.
No, this is not
and
it.
And they just finished it, so we could go
Dusseldorf
around
is on
Dusseldorf.
The Rhine River.
If we'd gone there 1 month earlier,
but I would say
they should have done
300 miles
the inconvenience that we had to go through Dusseldorf.
300 miles by the Rhine River.
And when you went over the city limit, you stopped.
The airline would be 150 miles from the coast.
Did you have to have one before you left?
I did get one.
Anyway, we went... I wanted Mike to see this.
No, I didn't. Passport.
We went to a cabaret.
I didn't have to have it
Jacques
to get my passport, but I knew that I'd have to have
European
it to get back
licensing.
In the States.
Yeah, that's
so when I went down and got my passport, I went and had it too.
Yes, that's the only reason you get it. Yeah, so you get back.
Quite a strip tease.
But I wondered if they still did that because I remember that we had it.
All they do is remind you. When you get your passport,
and you take your certificate with you. With
no
the trouble now in England, I don't know how severe it is, but it has been.
No smiles, no fun.
I wondered whether or not you'd have.
He has to go there. It's the only reason.
But would you have been in quarantine there, or would they have given you one right there?
Only place to go.
I mean, if we hadn't had it,
if you hadn't had the Autobahn to go around town,
stuff,
well, we'd have been still
there.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Honey, child, dinner reservations, 10 minutes.
All right.
I'll put on my lipstick on the way down.
Mike, where'd you put my coat?
Oh, darling, I
you had it on.
You left it in
I took
Paris.
In Paris, that's right.
Oh,
no, you left it on the Lizzie, and did you ever get Ollie Easton's cable?
Which one?
To tell you to leave your luggage in your cab.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first thing she asked us when we called her. She said, oh, did they get my cable? And I said, I don't know. I was no
We had it at that point.